Sak de Helge Mishnah Vaita Masechtas Yevamos Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalid. Ha'ober, an unborn baby. V'hayaveim. Meaning her husband died and she falls to the Yaveim. V'ha'erison. And there's Kedushim, but there was no Nesuyin yet. V'ha'cherish, a deaf mute that was Mekadesh and Isha. U'ben tesh ha'shanam yom echad. And a boy 9 years and 1 day old. They had relations with her. Poislin, in all these cases, they passel her from eating truma. Veloi machilin, but they wouldn't give her a license to be able to eat truma. Let's go back and explain each case one by one. Aaron's daughter, Aaron is a Kayan. His daughter marries a Yisrael. She's expecting a baby. Even if the Yisrael died, the fact that she's expecting a baby prevents her from eating truma. Let's say she's a Bas Yisrael that married a Kayan. The Kayan dies, and she's expecting a baby. The baby won't give her a license to eat Truma. At least not until that baby is born. Next, a Yaveh. Let's say Aaron's daughter marries Reuven. Reuven dies. She falls to Shimon for Yivum. Shimon is a Yisrael. He prevents her from eating Truma. The Torah says if she returns to her father's house, she eats Truma, but she is a Shemeres Yaveh. She's not set to return to her father's house. If, let's say, it's a Bas Yisrael that married a Kayan, and the Kayan dies and she falls to the Kayan's brother, the fact that she's a Shemeres Yaveim to a Kayan is not enough to allow her to eat Truma. When a woman is married to a Kayan, she's called Kinyan Kaspoy. But right now, the Yaveim is not mamish married to her yet. This is Kinyan Achiv, not Kinyan Kaspoy. Next, the case of Erison. So we have already explained many times. Marriage is broken up into two steps. First, the chasen is Mekadesh the Kala. One of the ways to do it is through Kesef. He puts the ring on her finger. He says, Ariat Mekudeshesli, Betabazu Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. In front of two Edim, she is Mekudeshes. She can't marry anyone else. She wants to marry someone else, she would have to have a get. But he's not allowed to live with her until the Nesuyin, until the Chuppah. Now, what does it mean that Erison passels her, but doesn't allow her to eat. Let's say she's a Bas Kayan, and a Yisrael is Mekadesher. That's it, she can't eat Trum anymore. It says, U'Bas Kayan Kisiyah L'Ishzar. And the fact that Yisrael was Mekadesher, that's called Kisiyah. She is partially married to the Yisrael. On the other hand, if she's a Bas Yisrael, and a Kayan is Mekadesher, that's not enough for her to be able to eat Trum. Why not, says the Batanura. Really, Minatara, she could. But we're scared that the Kohen will pour her a kois yayin of truma in her father's house, which she could drink. But she may say to her brothers and sisters, here, you want to taste this? And while she could eat truma, because the Kohen was Mekadisha, her brothers and sisters can't. So as long as she's still living at home, we don't want her to eat truma. Then we have the case of a Cheresh. If the Cheresh is Yisrael, and he's Mekadesh, the daughter of a Kayan, he passels her, says the Batanur. Even though Minatoyri can't be Mekadesher, we're talking about a Cheresh who can either hear or speak. But Lamaisa Midrabbanan, it's a Kiddushin. So that Midrabbanan, the Kiddushin, is going to make her a Bas Kayan that's Yerasis to a Yisrael who can't eat Truma. If it's a Bas Yisrael to a Kayan, he doesn't have enough power to allow her to eat Truma. Because the Torah says, Kinyan Kaspoy, but the Kayan buys for himself, could eat Truma. And a Cheresh midiraisa min ha-Torah can't be Mekadesha. Then we have, this is the last one on the list, U'ben tesh ha-shonam b'yayim echad. A boy who's 9 years old, 9 years old in a day, that means he enters into his 10th year. If he has relations with the woman, he passels her from eating truma. Now, let's say he's a Kayan. This Ben Tesh HaShonim B'Yom Echad is a Kayan. And he was Baal Agrush on a woman that was divorced. He's old enough that this woman is in violation of the Isser of a Kayan and a Grush, and she can no longer eat truma. Now, it doesn't make a difference who she is. She can be a Kehenna, she can be a Leviah, she can be a Bas Yisrael. Well, let's say she's a grusha, or even if she's not a grusha. But he's a pasul kain, he's a chalal. it's going to pass her from eating truma. On the other hand, if she's a Bas Yisrael, and this Kayan who's Tesha Shonam Yom Echad marries her, he can't make her eat truma, because although 9 into the 10th year is enough to passel her, it's not enough to say that he was actually kind to her, that she's the wife of a Kayan. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Safik Shehu Ben Tesha Shonam Yom Echad Safik She'enai. We're not sure. We're not sure exactly how old he is. Maybe he's 9 years old in a day, maybe he's not. It'll still passel her from eating trum. Or, Safik Hevi Shtei Sarah, Safik Loy Hevi. Let's say the boy is 13. He was Mekadesher, but we're not sure if he has certain simonim that confirm that he's a Gadol. So let's say he was Mekadesh, a Bas Koyen, even though if he's not a Gadol yet, and it was just Kiddushin, not Nesuyin. The fact that the cotton was Mekadesher, that shouldn't pass her from Truma, because Kiddushin is only by a Gadol. A cotton that's Mekadesh doesn't mean anything. But because we're mesupik, whether he's a gadol or not, we have to assume that he is, that the kedushin is good, and as a result, she will not be able to eat truma. There are some other pshatim over here as to what case the Mishnah may be referring to. Another pshat may be, this is a case of yavam, it's connected to the next part of the Mishnah. Let's see, a cotton's mekadesh and isha, we're not sure whether he's a gadol or not, and then he dies, does she fall to the brother or not? So the din is, choyletzes v'leimis yavemis. Because maybe it is his brother's wife. If his brother was a gadol, maybe not. Some say, no, the katan was the one that initially gave her chalitza, but we're not sure if he was a gadol or not. On this case, the Mishnah says, chalitza is lemis yevemes. When he becomes for sure a gadol, he has to give chalitza again, because could be his first chalitza was when he was a katan, it doesn't count. But it cannot be miyavim her, because maybe when he first gave her chalitza, he was a gadol already. And once chalitza is done, you can't turn around and do yivam. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Nafal abayis olav ve'al bas achiv. A house collapsed. And Nebuch, who was in the house? A man and his brother's wife, who was also his wife. And both died. Let's try to understand what happened. Reuven was married to Rachel. Rachel, in this case, is Shimon's daughter. The house collapsed on Reuven and Rachel. We don't know who died first. If Reuven died first, then Rachel falls to Shimon to Yivam. But she can't fall to Shimon to Yivam because she's an Erva. She's Shimon's daughter. What's the difference? She died anyway. Yeah, but what if Reuven had another wife, Chanah, who's not related to Shimon? So if Reuven died first, even if Rachel died a second later, but in that second, what happened? Rachel is an Erva that falls to Shimon, and the Tzara of an Erva also gets disconnected from the Yivam process. That would mean that if Reuven died first, Shimon cannot be Miyavim Chana. But on the other hand, if Rachel died first, even if Reuven only died a second later, but at the time that Reuven died, he was not married to Shimon's daughter. So Chana is not a Tzara Sarev, and Shimon can marry her. So what taka is the halacha? Sakta Mishnah Tzirasa, as far as Chana is concerned, Chaylatzis v'lai misyevemes, because we're not sure. Okay. So in our Mishnah, we learned that an unborn child, Poisel ve'ena machel, a bas kayin, who's married to Yisrael. She can't eat trum when she's married to the Yisrael. If the marriage is over, if she becomes an almana or she's divorced, she goes back to eating truma if she has no children. What if she only has an unborn child, there are no other children? It prevents her from eating truma. The other way around, if she's a bas Yisrael that was married to a kayin, so if she had children, she would be able to continue eating truma even after the death of the husband. But because she's expecting a baby, she can. So the Uber is Poisel Ve'ena Machel. Same as true for a Yavim, a Bas Koyin. Let's say it's married to Reuven, who's not a Koyin. Her husband dies. And now she falls before Shimon. Shimon's also not a Koyin. She can't eat Truma, even though Shimon wasn't a Yavimer yet. If she was not a Yavama, she goes back to her father's house, she could eat Truma, but now she can't because of the Yavam connection to Shimon. But the Yavam connection is not strong enough to say that she's married to him. So let's say Shimon was a Kayan, and she's a Bas Yisrael. When her husband dies, being that there's no children, she loses her Kayach to eat Truma. The fact that she's a Yavama to Shimon, that's not strong enough to say Shimon can give her the license to eat Truma, because Lamaisa, she's not Mamish married to Shimon. She's just a Shimeris Yavim. She's awaiting Yivam. So the Yavim is Paisel, the Inemach. Then we have the case of Eris, a Bas Kayin, who's engaged to Reuven, a non-Kayin, cannot eat Truma. The Torah says, Ubas Kayin ki si ela Ishzar, and the fact that he was Makadisher, that's called ki si ela Ishzar. If it's the other way around, if she's a Bas Yisrael to a Kayin, the fact that he was just Makadisher, that's not enough for her to be able to eat Truma. And this is a Gzeira, like we explained. Remember what the Gzeira was? Being she's still living at home, maybe he's going to pour a kais of yayin of Truma in her father's house, and she's going to say to her brothers and sisters, here, try this, it's so good, not realizing that it's Truma, and they are not allowed to eat Truma. Next was the case of a cheresh, a deaf mute. Let's say it's a bas kayin, a cheresh marries her, he passels her. Because it's the tekana de rabbanon that he could marry her. So the rabbanon, she's married to this Yisrael, she can no longer eat truma, even though she's a bas kayin. If it's the other way around, if she's a bas Yisrael and a cheresh kayin is mekadesher, his marriage is not strong enough to allow her to eat truma. Torah says it has to be kinyan kaspi of the kayin, and the cheresh midiuraisa is not kayin or her. Then we have the case of a ben tesha shana miyoyim echad. This person is pasul l'kahuna. He's only 9 years old, into his 10th year. And he marries a kahanes or a levi or a bas Yisrael. He pasuls them from eating truma. Or let's say she's a grusha. If he's ben tesha shonam yemechara kayin, then marries her. Okay. So now he was over one of the Yisuri kahuna. She can no longer eat truma. If she's a bas Yisrael married to a kayin, who's ben tesha shonam yemechara, that's not enough to give her truma because his kinyan is not a complete kinyan. Same is true, says the Mishnah, for a suffix ben tesha shonam yom echad, that's the same as ben tesha shonam yom echad. Then we had a case where a kot was mekadesh in isha, but we're not sure whether he's 100% a kot. Maybe he's a gadol. His kiddushin is a suffix. If he dies, this wife is chiletzes levis yavemes. We had other pshatim. We're talking about a yavim that gave chalitza to his wife. We're not sure whether this Yavim was a gadol or not. So he has to give another chalitza when he's for sure a gadol. But at that point, it's chalitza for loimis yavemes. He has to give another chalitza in case the first chalitza doesn't count because he was not a gadol yet. On the other hand, he cannot be miyavim her because maybe the first chalitza did count. Maybe he was a gadol. And after chalitza, you cannot do yivum. Then we had a case as follows. Reuven was married to Rachel, who is also Shimon's daughter. Reuven and Rachel were in a house. The house caved in. We don't know who died first. Can Shimon be miyavim chana? So here's the problem. If Reuven died first, even a second before Rachel, during that second, Rachel falls to Shimon liyivim. She's an erva. She's Shimon's daughter. And Memela, her tzara, is also pater. Shimon cannot be miyavim chana. Chana is a tzara's erva. But if Rachel died first, even a second before, at the time Reuven died, he wasn't married to Rachel. Then Shimon should be able to be miyav mechana, but because we don't know, so the din is sarasa cheletzes veloy misyavemes.